In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the only true and living God. Amen. How many times have you heard it in the last few days? We warn you. We warn you. Do not take this warning lightly. This is a dangerous situation. Florida has never seen a storm like this. We warn you. But many did not heed the warning. Many choose to ride out the storm. How many will perish because they did not heed the warning? Listen to what God told Ezekiel. So you, son of man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from his way, that person shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, that person shall die in his iniquity. But you will have delivered your soul. The Lord's instructions to his prophet Ezekiel sound simple enough. He was charged with warning those who are wicked, meaning those who worshiped false gods and were unrepentant of their sins. If Ezekiel did as he was told, if he shared with the people of Jerusalem the words of warning that God told him to share, and they did not listen, then Ezekiel would be held blameless by God, while those who did not listen to him would perish by their own hand. But if Ezekiel did not share the words of warning that God wanted him to share with the people, then their blood would be on Ezekiel's hands, meaning that Ezekiel would be held responsible and accountable to God for the destruction of these people. These words still speak loudly today. It is a great responsibility that a man takes on when he is called by God to be a pastor, that is, to share the word of God with those to whom God sends him. God doesn't give the pastor the right to stop the people from sinning, from having false gods, from living a sinful lifestyle even, from denying God's word as given in the Holy Scriptures. But God does give the man who has been called the responsibility of sharing the words of God's warning with the people. And the words of warning are always the same. You are a sinner. I am a sinner. We are all sinners. Repent. 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 Confess your sins to God and receive the forgiveness of the Lord. If you do not do this, I warn you, you will perish. God continues even today to call men to warn about coming destruction and death for those who do not repent. In Matthew 18, as you heard it, verses 15 through 20, we are told by Jesus how to handle a brother or sister who strays into unbelief and sin and does not repent. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you've gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them. God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, has given us instructions on how to deal with those among us who might stray into an unrepentant lifestyle. If any of us has committed a sin that has become publicly known and that person is unrepentant, then it is the duty of the pastor to call him or her to repentance. If that person or persons refuses to repent after repeated calls to repentance by the pastor and elders and the church, then it becomes the duty of the congregation to excommunicate the unrepentant. All this is done in Christian love by the command of our Lord Jesus. It is always the goal of these calls to repentance to restore the sinner when he has repented. This action and authority and responsibility is called the office of the keys. Just as Ezekiel had no right or power to keep the people of Jerusalem and Judah from their idolatry and sin, the pastor of this congregation or any congregation has no power or right to keep its members from sinning or idolatry. But he does have the responsibility to warn its members about the death and destruction one faces if he doesn't repent. This should not be taken lightly. Your pastor wasn't trained as a CEO or a church growth expert, but your pastor is trained in the call to confession and absolution, repentance. The church growth your pastor is trained in is not growth in numbers, but growth in faith. Faith that grows in the hearts of those who believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and God. That growth can be achieved only by God the Holy Spirit, through the Word and through the sacraments. I have said it often, and it is a warning. If a congregation is not actively involved in the study of God's Word, it is headed in the wrong direction. Some of you are actively engaged in the study of God's Word. Many of you are not. I encourage all of you to live in the Holy Scriptures, to learn God's ways, to attend Sunday school and Bible classes. For we are creatures of habit. I am a creature of habit, and I've been there. I know when I get headed in the wrong direction, I stay headed in the wrong direction. But God can turn you. Stay in the Word. Stay active in the sacraments. Please be warned. Don't think you can somehow ride out the storm of death caused by sin by yourself. Just as hurricanes are storms that are fed by warm water and wind, the storms of death caused by sin are fed by the corrupted world, the devil, and your corrupted flesh. Together, they are too strong for you. Together, they are too strong for me. We must take shelter in the Word of God. Repent of your sins. Believe in Christ's forgiveness. We preach Jesus and Him crucified for the sins of the world. And we teach and preach that this same Jesus was resurrected from the dead. He is risen. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. This sermon, this message is especially important on Rally Day when we start our Sunday school year, our Bible class year. I encourage you all to attend Sunday school and Bible class. If we run out of seats, we'll get some more, or we'll move to another location. Stay active in the Word of God. It's your life in Christ. Stay active in the Word, the Scriptures. Come to the Lord's table often. Remember your baptism. It's your life in Christ. Amen.